Shit, shit, shit sandwich.
What the fuck is your problem?
Shut up, you freak!
Thanks, I needed that.
Welcome to the real world.
Our department.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
You are the leading asshole in the state.
Bitch, please.
Pass the duchy, my friends.
Remember, a Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him.
What were you doing when the lights went out?
Birdie, num-num.
Lynch me for what my people have done to your people.
Oh, durka-durka-durka.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Warning, if you want your asses blown out, stay in the room.
Hello, and welcome to Dave and Shecky's Groovy Boop Tube Review. I'm Dave.
And I'm Shecky, and our podcast is all about reviewing movies that are available for you on your television. Movies that have left the theaters, whether in disgrace or as a box office hit, and have now found their way on the boob tube. This week's review is...
Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo.
I'm not a man whore. I'm a fish enthusiast.
Indeed.
And I think this might actually be what you just said right there.
What?
A failure and a box office hit. No, a disgrace and a box office hit. All at the same time. I think it was that.
Was it a box office hit?
Well, I think if enough people like us just saw it, it probably is turning into that slowly but surely.
It's almost like, you know, this whole new direct-to-DVD thing that is making or breaking things, you know? Like,
or
that American Pie movie.
Giving things a second or third life, even.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like those shows on Fox, like Family Guy. It's like that direct-to-DVD American Pie, what's it called, Bandcamp or something?
I think so.
Apparently, it's huge. It's like a huge seller.
Well, that's basically the core audience there. That's what you're going for if you want it. That's like country music. That's America.
What do you mean?
America can relate to the comedy that is in American Pie Bandcamp.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know. I don't know.
I take my word for it. It's right up the alley.
Well, what about Family Guy? I think it's a whole different kind of humor, or is it not?
Family Guy is a whole different kind of humor, and that just shows you that there's still some intelligent life on this planet.
Speaking of intelligent life on the planet, let's get back to our review of Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo.
I'm Deuce Bigalow. I'm a gigolo from America.
Now, were you expecting a lot going into this movie?
Well, I mean, the obvious is that no, I wasn't expecting a lot, but I happen to be a huge Rob Schneider, a huge Roy Scheider fan.
Oh,
a huge Rob Schneider fan, you know, believe it or not. So I had somewhat high expectations.
Oh, you went into this with high expectations. I went into this thinking, okay, the first one was fairly funny. It did give me a phrase or a word that I use a lot, and that's mangina. And so I was expecting it to be almost as good as the first one, but I didn't know if I was going to if it was going to be just ridiculous, or it was going to be really funny. And I gotta say, I thought it was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. It was ridiculous too. I mean,
oh, it was totally.
It depends
ridiculous.
Where you want to go with it. It was a pretty bad. It was a horrible movie. But that being said, it was horribly funny too. I mean, it was like I don't think. I think, you know, not very many minutes went by without me actually being amused.
Well, that's the thing. It's not a highbrow comedy.
This is not a highbrow comedy. You know, this is...
This is lowbrow.
It's not even that it's not a highbrow comedy. It's just that this is the kind of movie where it's like, you don't try and make sense of like, oh, that scene doesn't make sense to this scene. You can't add things up. Don't give the plot too much. You know, don't...
What plot?
Don't question, you know, how this thing fits together with that last scene. It's not like, you know.
No,
just
it's
like,
all about the jokes.
There's a vague scenario that you're following, And, you know, in it, there's some funny shit.
Yeah,
it,
exactly. The plot is, it's almost like with Fantastic Four, but even worse, where there really wasn't a plot, and you kind of had to just, you know, the plot is given away in the title. It's Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo. That's the plot. And it's, you know.
Well, this had some funny surprises to it, though, I do say.
Like what? What was the surprise?
What's that cat's name? The Scoozy?
I don't know what Scoozy's real name is.
Because he's on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, he is?
He is, and he's also Scoozy from European Road Trip, I think it's called.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Euro Trip or something?
Euro Trip, yeah.
Not European Road Trip. That sounds like Chevy Chase.
That's European Vacation.
Hey, but this is Euro Trip that I'm talking about. But the Scoozy guy. There was a bunch of underhanded slaps at America that were really quite amusing.
They were very funny.
So if you're pro Bush, you're probably going to find one extra reason to really hate this movie. And if you're not, there's one reason to like it.
Maybe you should check my pockets for weapons of mass destruction.
I like the Scoozy guy.
Scoozy.
I like that there was a lot of like great little, like Mangina. Like they had came up with all new ones.
Sheenus.
Was Sheenus one of them? Are you serious?
Sheenus. Vagina.
Vagina. I remembered Vagina because I thought that was hilarious. And
he bitch.
He bitch, man whore. twatsicle.
Yeah, they had all these all the plays on the absurd like sex acts, you know, like the Dirty Sanchez and the Rusty Trombone, which actually exist. I won't go into it in detail. Hey. But
they made
some imaginary ones up that that was quite amusing.
How much you getting for a filthy Ramirez these days? Because I could get you more.
What was it? The Cambodian cream pop or something? They were just making up all these ridiculous sex acts.
Got any She-Johns lined up for tonight?
No, I did a chili rainbow last night, so I'm exhausted.
Basically, the plot of the movie is that, you know, through some ridiculous hijinks here in America, Deuce Bigalow has to make his way over to Europe because he's being accused of some shenanigans here. So he goes over there where Eddie Griffin is living. Griffin or Griffith?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Griffin.
I think it is Griffin. Are those his real teeth? I'm serious.
I think they are.
Are you serious?
Why? I didn't even notice anything about his teeth.
Dave, are you kidding?
He's Mr. Chiclets?
He's all about the Chiclets. And I'm like, I couldn't figure out if they were joke teeth throughout the whole movie. I was like obsessing on his teeth. I'm like, are they fucking... I thought they might be like joke teeth.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
You think they might be real teeth?
Hmm. I gotta watch that. I gotta look at his teeth again.
They're really like, really huge. They are chiclets. They are really ridiculous. But anyway, he's a pimp, you know, in Amsterdam of all places.
But he's a man pimp.
Now, pimp's only got one thing in his world: his reputation.
He's a man pimp, and he needs, you know, there's a man whore murderer loose in Amsterdam.
Ah, yes, the dreaded man whore murderer.
The dreaded plot. It's the man whore murderer is killing off all the famous man whores of Amsterdam.
What was the old man whore? The older guy, the distinguished gentleman man whore?
I think that was Billy Connolly.
How come he didn't have like a bigger role? It seemed like, what was that? Oh, he was there and then I thought that was going to develop into something.
Yeah, I think they maybe wanted you to think perhaps he was the man whore murderer when of course he was not.
I don't know. Maybe something got left out on the editing floor.
Oh, I bet. I bet a lot did. But so Deuce Bigalow is man whoring is completely legal in Amsterdam.
As is basically everything.
As is exactly. Everything is legal in Amsterdam.
Except
and so the man whores
illegally.
But the man whores are actually put up on a pedestal. And it just so happens that Deuce Bigalow is going over to Amsterdam apparently in the same week as the Man Whore Award show.
Hey, the Man Whore Awards are coming up. Don't you want to win the Golden Boner?
Wouldn't you know? Who would have thought? What timing?
Who knew that there was a Man Whore Awards show?
Why is he going over there? And why is he carrying around the leg of his wife?
Oh, he's carrying around the leg of his wife because that's all that's left of her because a shark ate her.
Ah, yes. The perils of being a fish enthusiast.
Yes, exactly. And he carries her rubber leg around, which is really kind of creepy. But eventually he gives it away to an old one-legged woman who doesn't actually use it as a leg.
Ah, right.
She turns it into...
She smokes from the leg.
She turns it into a bong.
That's right. Very, very Amsterdamish humor there.
Yeah, there's a
little...
The problem with the movie is, I think, and for a lot of people, and because, you know, you read reviews of this movie, and I think people are just ashamed to say that it made them laugh.
I think that's definitely true.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's just, it's not cool to be laughing at something that's so completely ridiculous.
Well, I mean, the movie was pretty bad.
The movie was bad, but I, like you said, I was giggling. There was stuff that was making me laugh out loud. There was one scene that made me almost vomit. You know how Deuce Bigelow goes through these, he starts dating, and, you know, he starts dating, in quotation marks, that is, these women who can't get men. And one of the women he dates was apparently a child of Chernobyl. And she had a penis growing out of her face instead of a nose. Now, we didn't really see the penis.
It was an appendage.
It was a veil. There was a veil over it. However, when she got happy, her nose slash penis did rise up and down. And then there was just some really disgusting, just really gross shit when she started sneezing.
Enough said.
Oh, God, Dave, that really made me vomit because that shit was going everywhere in people's food, in people's eyes. That was like...
It's not highbrow. Well, actually, it did hit someone up on the highbrow.
Yeah, it was... Oh, God. That was
hanging from the brow.
That really just made me want to vomit. It was kind of... That was kind of really bad. But there was a lot of, like, little stupid jokes. That were funny, though.
Yeah, I got to go with you on that. Quite a few, actually, funny things. And then on the other hand, you know, I could have been a lot better, too.
Well, like,
I don't understand why it wasn't better.
What do you mean?
I don't know, just little things.
Like
what I was saying before, like why things don't add up as much as they should, or why, you know, why can't it be a little bit better? Just a little bit better.
Well, the truth of the matter is that even if it was a little bit better, it would have gotten panned anyway. And so, you know, I'm thinking they just thought up all of these mangina, vagina jokes, you know what I mean? And then just wrote a script around it. And, you know, they use a lot of these different, you know, and it's funny, but I don't, even if it was better, it wouldn't have been funnier.
That's probably true.
And I think they, you know, it all went into the jokes and not so much into the plot. And it's just so funny because sometimes I'll get real close up on Rob Schneider's face. He is a doofy looking motherfucker, isn't he?
Goonball.
He is so goony looking. Oh, it's just like that makes me laugh. His weird facial expressions really make me laugh.
Rob Schneider.
Roy Schneider.
Roy Schneider.
Roy
Schneider. Roib.
Please. No one's going to know what you're talking about.
What? You don't watch reruns of Jiminy Glick?
I don't think people do because they're on like Sunday morning at like 7:30 on Comedy Central.
God damn it. Wake up and watch.
Jiminy Glick is such a funny show.
Why aren't you watching the Jiminy Glick?
I don't know why it's still not on.
Oh, you know, I don't know. He might. Who knows?
You think that they canceled or you think he just got... tired?
Is it actually off the air?
Yeah, they're not making new ones.
Yeah, it probably just ran its course. You know, I mean, Curb Your Enthusiasm may not be coming back.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I thought the talk was this was the final season. You know, and why would that be? I don't know. Maybe he's tired of doing it. Maybe HBO didn't agree to the stipulations of the upgraded contract.
What? Did you really ever hear anything like this, or are you just making this up?
I did hear that this is the last season for Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's, I think that's another like show on DVD that is just going to make millions of dollars.
Definitely.
Because it's really funny. And I, not everybody has HBO, but I think everybody's heard of this show and how funny it is. So people would be, even if they haven't seen it, people would probably want to go and get that.
Yeah, I think that was basically one of the best TV shows on.
Oh, yeah. As far as being really funny, it's that, I mean, that's really funny.
And now its predecessor, the one to take its shoes, but on prime, on regular TV, is, of course, The Office.
The Office is very funny. I love The Office. The last episode was just so ridiculous. Like, I don't know if that's, I don't know if that story, that particular episode happened in the BBC version.
Oh, they're following it pretty direct?
I saw the BBC episodes, and it's, you know, there's some names that are different, but there's still the Jim and what's the receptionist's name?
Pam.
Pam. There's that arc, that story arc going. And but I don't know if in the BBC version, if somebody actually took a shit in the boss's office.
Yeah. Got to email Ricky Gervais on that one.
Oh, my God. That is very funny. That is very funny.
That might have been an Americanized angle there to go from.
Yeah. I mean, well, Ricky Gervais is writing or co-writing these as well. So he might be changing them up, you know.
For the American market.
For them,
the old shit joke.
But it was funny, wasn't it?
It was funny. It was absurd.
It was absurd. It was absurd. So you don't really have much to say about Deuce Bigalow, do you?
It's not that. I'm fighting off something over here. I feel like I'm on the verge. Youse Kids in the Band gave me something. When a Youse Kids in the Band gave me something, now I'm on the verge.
So you're on the verge, so now we have nothing to say about Deuce Bigalow.
It's not that. It's just, you know, I'm fighting off something.
What, do you have a headache or a sore throat or just a general lethargy?
Yes. Not, just a little tired and fighting something off.
Yeah, but what other than being tired, do you feel like feverish?
Not feverish, but a little congested and a little like spacey or so. Something.
And you've eaten enough today?
Yes. I'll be all right.
You're bringing down the show, man.
Whoa.
I gotta say, even if you're ill, man, you're just bringing down the show.
You can only do what you can do. You're gonna have to carry on for me.
Oh, I can't do this alone. I can't do this alone.
Well, I'm not down. I'm not down for the count yet.
Well, oh, I have to tell you, last week, let's get into
listener email.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
That's actually Anthony from the Sci-Fi and Fantasy podcast. He made that for his show, and he was kind enough to send it over. I guess he heard me doing an impression of it last week. So now this week we have the real deal, and we'll post a link to their podcast on our show notes. But we have two emails actually this week. Once again, J.R. Claiborne has sent us an email. And we must have misunderstood him when he said that Dean Martin played the aunt.
Ah, yes.
It wasn't that Dean Martin played the aunt in the cartoon of the Aardvark and the Ant back in the 70s, but the voice was styled after him. So that makes more sense. And he said actually John Byner did the voices of both the aunt and the aardvark.
Whoa.
So there you go.
Not then.
Well, no, he did. He did an impersonation of them.
He did an impersonation of them.
Oh, God.
That's better than I could do.
Anywho, it turns out that J.R. Claiborne has his own podcast.
Okay.
And you can get to it by going to jrclaiborne.podomatic.com.
Didn't we listen to that just the other day?
You and I listened to it, yes. It was, and that
yes.
His last episode was actually very funny. He plays music, but the theme of the last episode was songs that have more cowbell. So he played like his top 10 songs that have cowbell in them, which I thought was very funny. And he has a really funny opening to his podcast as well. And the other email we got was from Greg. Now, Greg lives, I believe, in the San Francisco area, and he suggested a movie to us. and the movie is called The Money Tree, and it is listed on IMDb. However, you can't get it anywhere. You can't get it. So, I mean, I'd love to review it, but I'd be reviewing it for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people who also can't get it. So it was kind of like a tease.
Yes. So it may be groovy, but not on the boob tube.
Yeah, no, it would be groovy. I don't even know where it's groovy at. I don't even know where. So look it up at the IMDb. It's The Money Tree, and it does seem like it would be somewhat funny and groovy, but we just can't get a hold of it.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for it, and we'll see what happens with that.
And also, last week, Dave did announce that Blake Edwards died.
Yeah. How you doing? I'm a movie historian. I know a lot about movies.
Blake Edwards is dead as a doornail.
Okay, I was mistaken. It's not Blake Edwards. It's not even Sidney Pollack. No, he's still alive, as is Sidney Lumet, or Lumet, depending what part of the Queens you're from. If you like the Lumets or you like the Lumets. It's someone I never even heard of. I don't
you
know what the hell.
Heard of him.
I didn't do what.
You know his work.
I know his work.
It was Alan, and I don't know. There's two ways you can go with his pronunciation of his last name. It's either Alan Pakula or Pakula. But I have to say Pakula because it just sounds like Dracula.
Everybody likes Pakula and Blackula even more.
I don't know. If I've seen Blackula, it hasn't been in a long time.
You must see Blackula.
Those what year is that? Like 68, 70?
Blackula. Let's say I don't think Blackula seen it for.
Oh, really? When did the whole blaxploitation thing end? Or didn't it, really?
It did, because Hollywood ended it.
Hollywood ended it?
Let me tell you something. Black films in the blaxploitation period were made primarily by black directors and black people. And black actors were working. And then people in Hollywood basically got the pressure from white people who couldn't deal with it, saying that it was politically incorrect, and they shut down all their production of the blaxploitation films. And then they started making their own that they thought were more acceptable, and they became even more stereotypical. And that's when you get things like fucking Good Times, by Norman Lear. You know, that's not exactly a black man.
Joanne says that there was all black people writing Good Times.
Yeah, working for Norman Lear under his shoe.
Working for the man.
In the Jew sweatshop.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm Jewish, I can say it.
Dave says it's okay to make Jewish jokes when you are Jewish. I don't really make Italian jokes.
Okay, I do.
You make Italian jokes?
No.
And you better not.
I just use the accent.
The Italian accent?
I don't know what I'm using. It's like a New York accent.
Oh, was that your Italian accent?
No. Whoa.
Gosh.
No.
Gosh. So, and we have to have your segment. Your new segment was quite a hit last week, I'd have to say. Do you remember the name of the segment?
The name of the segment is People You Don't Know.
No.
People, is it people?
And people is right.
Okay, wait a second. People who are in movies.
No.
People who you don't know.
No.
Who you should know.
No. Kind of. The second word is that.
People that you don't know that you should know that are in movies.
All right. Ta-da.
People that you don't know that should know that are in movies.
People that you don't know who you should know. That are in movies, or that you should know. People that you don't know that you should know that are in movies. I think that's it.
People that you don't know. Yeah, that's it. People that you don't know that you should know that are in movies.
That's the one. And who is it this year? Or, I mean, this week?
This week it is John Fiedler.
And who is John Fiedler?
I did not know John Fiedler. I didn't know John Fiedler until I looked up his name, because I'd always known his face and his voice. And I always knew him as the Pipsqueak.
The Pipsqueak from what?
Personally, I know him as Pipsqueak from 12 Angry Men.
Right.
But you might also know him from the Bob Newhart show.
Mr. Peterman.
Mm-hmm. So that might give it away.
Peterson. I'm sorry.
Mr. Peterman is the opposite of the Pipsqueak.
Is John Hurley.
Goddamn handsome man.
He is a goddamn handsome man, isn't he?
Mr. Peterman. So
quoting Dabney Coleman.
So Mr. Peterson, a.k.a. the Pipsqueak, a.k.a. Piglet in all of those Disney movies, he's done a whole bunch. He's like another guy with this really long IMDb list of things he's been in.
He's almost what you might call a character actor.
He kind of is a character actor along with a voiceover guy.
But actually, he kind of became recognizable, I would say.
He's recognizable, but people just don't know his name. That's kind of like...
The ultimate character actor.
It's almost like when you watch, you know, you're watching a movie and you see somebody and you're like, oh, it's that guy. He's one of those that guys.
He's that guy. He's the Pipsqueak. He's the classic Pipsqueak.
You just refer to him as Pipsqueak, but...
I said the Pipsqueak and you knew exactly who I was talking
because
about.
Because I'm married to you.
Hey.
I am married to you, so you say a lot of things that I'll just know immediately what you're talking about, even though anybody, if you went up to somebody on the street or called one of your brothers or something and said, do you know who the Pipsqueak is? They'll be like, no.
Yeah, it's maybe true.
We've got like a weird bond with the marriage thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we'll talk about shit that we have, you know, no one else would know what we're talking about. It's almost like when infants speak to one another and they speak.
Twins, you mean. Twins.
Twins.
Like twins. Twins communicate without even talking.
Twins speak.
Like, what twins do is one guy starts the sentence, the other one finishes it. I know twins.
You do? Who's
twins? I ain't been with twins.
Oh.
I just been.
Wait a second. You've been with twins?
I ain't been with twins, but I've been with twins.
What does that mean? Filthy fucker.
I've not been with twins, but I've been with twins.
Look at you. You're turning red.
I was in a band with two twins for years.
They were guys, too. You got to say that, too, because everybody listening is thinking, oh, you were in a band with hot chicks.
Hot chicks.
But you aren't. You were in a band with
two geeky blonde guys. All right. Well, geeky is all questionable.
Were those the drug addict ones?
Hey, that's off the air.
I guess that's a yes, because it would have been quite easy to say no.
So anyway, but twins, they start and finish their own sentences. They look at each other and they know what they're doing. It's unbelievable, those twins.
Is it or is it just the identical or the other kind too?
I'm not sure.
What were those?
They were.
I don't know.
I don't even know them. Identical.
Okay, I don't know them.
Yeah, they look at the same.
So they would...
They look at the same.
They look at the same. As my Italian.
They look at the same.
Did they look the same? Or did they look exactly the same? Were they identical? Or were they just? Did they just look like they were brothers?
Man, no, they looked identical.
Okay.
They were like identical, man.
Really? You know what's weird is when they're twins and they're brothers and sisters and they really don't even look alike.
Yeah, that's just born at the same time.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's just inhabiting the same uterus space.
Let's not take womb liberties. I don't want a womb with a view.
Oh, and you know what? I want to talk about Podcast Alley.
Ah, that's right up our alley.
You're supposed to talk. I pretend I'm going to talk about Podcast Alley, but then you actually talk about it.
What am I supposed to say again?
Oh, my God. I knew this was going to happen.
You see, I'm a little bit under the weather over here.
Oh, my God. This is the excuse now.
Wait, I'm feeling delirious.
I'm weak. The Podcast Alley. PodcastAlley.com.
Yeah.
You're supposed to talk about it. You're supposed to ask people to go there and vote.
Ah, yes. Come to Podcast Alley, please, and vote for us. Is that the other thing? Vote Democrat at Podcast Alley.
Oh, my God.
Get those damn oafs out of office.
Dave.com. Dave.
Oafs out of office. What?
We had such a, you know, and I even said to you, you're going to remember all about this, right? And you were like, of course. And you were like, shushing me.
Oh, right, that. Oh, yes.
Oh, you're okay, the worst.
Wait a second now.
Oh, God.
Give me a trigger word. Something about cool.
What?
Did you say something like cool? Something was cool?
What are you talking about? Were you abducted by aliens? What's this trigger word thing?
Just like,
what?
Give me a word that's going to remind me what I'm supposed to say.
What?
trigger word.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're just supposed to say to go to Podcast Alley, you lunatic.
I said it, but it wasn't enough. I said go to Podcast Alley.
Oh, my God.
And vote Democrat.
No, what? You don't fucking vote Democrat, you ass.
What do you vote? Libertarian?
Well, you could vote Libertarian.
No, no. Go to Podcast Alley and vote for our website.
No.
Our show. Vote for our show because that's what you got to vote for.
Did you take Theraflu prior to this? Because
no,
you seem
no.
like you're on a Theraflu high.
It's not that.
What is it, please?
It's just that I don't remember. I think I got the mad cow.
Well, as we're vegetarians, I think that that's probably not the case.
Yeah, but who are we to assume that just because we drink the milk, we're not getting the mad cow?
You know what? We might be getting the mad cow from the milk.
I got the cow a long time ago.
Or the cheese.
I might have got a mad cow back in the day.
Because you eat a lot of cheese.
I'm a cheese eater.
You're a cheese eater. Anyway, podcastalley.com. Please go there. Search out Dave and Shecky. Our show will come up. It'll ask you to vote for Dave and Shecky. Sadly, the
what are
vote...
What are we running for?
What do you mean? We're not running for anything.
What? I thought we were running for something.
We're running from something, perhaps.
You're saying vote. What are we voting for?
Voting for our podcast. A Podcast Alley is like this huge...
As what? Show? I said show. You said no.
What?
I said vote for the show. You said no.
No, you said what are we running for?
Before I said.
No, you said vote for our website.
I meant the show.
Well, I know you meant the show, but that's why I said no.
Okay.
Oh, you're... Giggly guy over there.
I'm
Look at you in your favorite sweater.
I'm losing my cool over here.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, what Podcast Alley is, Dave, since you seem to have no idea, is that it's a website that ranks podcasts. Right now, they have about 20,000 podcasts registered on their show. And what you do is you go there once a month and vote for your favorite podcast. And hopefully, we can get into the top 10. I'm telling you right now, that we have enough people listening to this show that if everybody voted, we would be in the top 10.
Excellent. And what happens when we're in the top 10?
More people get to see us. And then maybe we can eventually get like enough people. I'm hoping that if once we get a certain number of subscribers, we start giving things away. We start having contests.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about, yo. Wait.
What?
Yo, that's what I'm talking about. Who's going to pay for that stuff?
What, the contest?
Yeah.
We'll pay for it.
Oh, that's not what I'm talking about.
Dave.
Oh, no.
Dave.
That sounds like a really rough thing to do.
Is that your new impression? Is Jimmy Glick?
Yeah.
Because it's a show that's not on anymore and hardly anybody is watching it, apparently.
And I need to polish it anyway.
You do need to polish the Jimmy Glick.
Well, I had a good Hank Hill, but I stopped watching that and I've lost that, too.
You know, you had a good Bobby Hill, the kid.
I'll sell propane. Bobby, I'll sell propane. No, see, I can't do it. It's turning into some sort of
you
southern black guy.
You did the little
guy.
Kid, though.
Dad.
No, nope. See, you lost that, too.
Yep.
You got to start watching
now
that
it's
again.
Going somewhere near Carol Channing, and we don't want to go there. Don't go there.
That's ridiculous. The other thing I want to say is, I hate doing this, but again, we didn't have much to say about this movie. It's funny. It's got funny parts.
If you lop off your head, if you like Rob Schneider, you're going to like this movie.
Okay, bye-bye. No, we have one more thing we want to talk about, and that's the Podomatic Challenge. Have you heard about this, Dave?
I am totally clueless once again, it appears.
Podomatic is, they are the website that actually hosts this show.
That I'm aware of.
Well, they're having a contest, the Podomatic Challenge, and they're encouraging people to come to individual Podomatic pages and vote for the best designed page. And
so there you vote for our website.
Well, you vote for our Podomatic website, which is daveandshecky.podomatic.com. But what's happening, I see, is that people are getting their friends to vote for their design, even though their designs are awful. Like, I can tell you currently the number one design is not very good. And so people who have... It's almost like Dancing with the Stars. You know how the other stars are all pissed off at Master P? Because Master P's not really dancing, yet the public seems to be continuing to vote for him to stay.
Like Jeff Conaway?
Jeff Conaway is not in Dancing in the Stars.
Oh, sorry.
He was in Celebrity Fit Club.
And they voted for him to stay, right?
No, there's no voting in Celebrity Fit Club. They all are supposed to stay.
Right, but he's like Jeff Conaway, right?
Oh my God, you are delirious.
No, but seriously, I understand what you're saying. Go, keep going, Master P.
Oh my God.
Come on, pick up on it.
Pick up on it? Pick up on what? What, are you kidding me?
Pick up where you left off.
I don't even know where I left off. Oh, God. Oh, I did see an interesting trailer for a movie that's, I guess it's an HBO original movie that looks actually really good. It's called Mrs. Harris. It's about the woman, the Scarsdale diet doctor murder. Do you remember when that happened in the 80s?
Vaguely. It's just the guy, what was that? What happened?
This woman, Harris character, murders her boyfriend, who was the Scarsdale diet guy.
How'd she do it?
I don't know. I think she just fucking shot him. I don't know. But HBO sometimes has some really good original movies, like the one they had about Peter Sellers. This one stars Annette Bening as the woman. I forget what her name is. Something Harris. And the doctor that she murders is Ben Kingsley.
Ah.
So we got two pretty good actors right there.
What's that called?
It's called Mrs. Harris.
Mrs. Harris? That's an unmemorable name.
Well, for you, apparently. Is there anything you'd like to speak about, Dave? Oh, you know what? Let me just say, let's play this clip of John Fiedler.
That's a wonderful idea, Pooh. Ah! Oh!
There you go. So now you know who he is.
John Fiedler passed away at the Lillian Booth Actors Home in Englewood, which is where the Sunshine Boys was part of the Sunshine Boys took place.
Uh huh.
They shot that there.
We used to live right around the corner from there. I had called them. What is it? It's like a retirement home for old actors,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is. We had lived literally about a block or two away from there. And it's not one building. There's like little separate bungalows and then one main building. And I guess the older actors all live in the bungalows. And then there's like the main building that's probably administration and maybe a kitchen or whatever. But I had called them because I had been really interested in doing a documentary. I mean, about the people in there. Can you imagine the stories they have to tell? And they're already actors.
Yeah, I mean, so, I'm sure hundreds of famous, really famous people have lived and probably died there.
Yeah.
And I think they have some sort of program where they're tied in with the local hospital.
You know,
with assisted living or something like that.
Yeah. But I just think that that would have been great. But, you know, we called them and they didn't want anything to do with the documentary at that time.
Hmm.
But it would have made a really good one.
I think
they
have so many famous people there. They're trying to give them a little bit of privacy.
Yeah, it's true. But it would seem like it would be something very fun. But they said no. So there you go. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, I think we've covered it all. Hopefully I'll be a little bit more rested next week and less on the verge of getting a cold. And
you think it's a cold or you think it's the bird flu?
It's not the bird flu. If the bird flew. No. I haven't been sick for about 10 months, I'm thinking right now. So maybe it's a cold. Maybe I'm just a little run down. You know, this is a psychosomatic thing, too. Maybe it was once I might have felt a little run down, and now I might be just thinking in my head that I am run down.
Well, you
but
better
I swear
be...
I've been sitting here, and I just get that feeling. It's almost like a pre-sort of chill sort of... just that feeling, kind of uneasy, sort of sick feeling.
I hope it's real, because if you've ruined the show and with some sort of pretend ailment...
I think I ruined the show, love. There's some fine little bits of... there's some morsels of ingenuity in here somewhere, love.
What is that? What is that?
That's just my swarthy English guy.
Oh, man.
Swami.
All right. So I think that's it. I would just encourage you to go to daveandshecky.com. There's actually a link there to vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Yeah, get up on there. You come on up and you talk on the forums with us.
Oh,
you
could, join the forums, you
post
please.
Post your issues there. You can talk about whatever you want there. You as kids.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
You as internet kids there. You internet savvy over there.
you internet savvy kids. You should be jumping onto the Dave and Shecky website and going right to the forums and letting us know. We have a section for your own personal reviews of movies. We have a section where you can comment on our reviews of movies. And then we have a section of just that's just general bullshit, whatever you want to talk about. And we have quite a few top 10 lists. Top 10 favorite movies, top 10...
celebs behaving badly? Well, perhaps, yes, you have a story you want to tell? Come on.
Celebs behaving badly. Right now, we just have Tom Cruise.
Well, he's very bad.
He's very, very bad.
Very naughty.
All right. So this has been it. I'm sorry that it might not be as great as you had come to expect.
You guys don't know what... You don't know the pressures of a weekly show. I think that's what it is. I'm shit because of all the pressure.
You have no pressure. You couldn't even remember we had a Podcast Alley thing to talk about.
It's true. She does all the work. She does
everything.
I don't know.
She's No. Stop
you
it.
You all up in that shit, yo. You up in the internet?
Stop it.
Yeah, yo.
Because now that makes me look like a complete bitch.
Look, there's a rumor going around the internets that you're the one. Am I right?
That I'm the one. I'm the internets.
Durka, Durka, Durka.
Durka, Durka. LOL, LOL. All right. I think this is going to be it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good night, everybody.
I'm Heinz Hummer. I'm the gigolo with the most below, okay? I can give you a filthy lupus like you never had before. I could give you a Cambodian creamsicle that would make you scream all night, okay?
Hi, I'm Deuce Bigelow.
Hi, I'm Deuce Bigelow. Hi, I'm Deuce biggest lady I've ever seen. Some she-john went on a he-bitch killing spree because she wasn't satisfied with a filthy Lopez.
Man whore down!
Well, well, well. If it isn't Deuce, not so big below.
Bam! Feel my pimp hand. You idiot.
I don't want a man who's chiseled and sculpted. I like soft and weak.
What kind of world do we live in where the streets ain't safe for male prostitutes?
Now, pimp's only got one thing in his world. His reputation.